The backyards near and far across this great country. Isn't that a sad state of affairs? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show. Welcome to it, and thanks for all your support. Once again, I had to clean out the emails. If you want to let me know how you feel about anything, the way to vent is to call us. I'm going to give out the digits right at the top. A broad who gives you the digits, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, or send them to the website, americatonight.net. Speaking of comments, there's one comment that a former VP wishes he could take back. Well, he walked it back anyway. We're going to tell you about that in a second. If you could erase time, if you could go backwards in time, what would you change? Somebody asked me that question today. If you could change something, if you could go backwards in time, what would it be? At first I thought it was a trick question. Is this a trick question? Are you trying to trap me? It wasn't a trick question. What would I walk back? I came up with a list of 10 different things almost to the top of my head that I would walk back. Things that happened in history. But one recent thing that I would walk back, two recent things that I would walk back immediately would be the shooting in the theater in Aurora, Colorado, and also the shooting in this Sikh temple, how terrible it was, and then more details emerging about Wade Page, the 40-something, 40-year-old white guy who went into the temple and started to shoot, did not survive it himself as he was gunned down by a cop, but killed six people before then. So there's this fringe group of people listening to fringe music called hate rock. And the shooter, Wade Page, was huge and very active in hate rock, especially when it came to raising money and then using the money, donating the money to white supremacist groups. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall, in a sense, to get a better sense of what happened here and hear some of the conversations he had with bandmates, with other people who came out to fundraisers and all that kind of stuff? The Sikh world is still trying to grapple with the fact that they're a very peaceful country, the very peaceful people, rather, worshiping. And how disappointed they are, how saddened they are by what happened, although it seems as though the folks are just really trying to move on. As a country, how do we move on from mass shootings? It's frightening, and there is no 100% answer for this. Just listen to the landlord who rented the Milwaukee shooter, Page, a place to live. Listen to what he had to say and how shocked he was.
I was sending the cops to her, and they asked me if I owned the house. I said, yeah, and then they told me about it, and I really couldn't believe it. And there's nothing in there. There's no utensils, there's no towel, no shower curtain. And he's been there for 3 weeks, so I don't know what to say. I don't know how he can stay here for 3 weeks and not have a toothbrush. No food in the refrigerator. Everything is just empty. I didn't see much of him, you know. He came and went.
He came and went too quickly. You heard what Kurt Wayne said. He had no chance to really, I guess, get a handle on this cat's personality. Quickly squeezing this in, medal count, because you're all dying to know. 70 for the USA. You think they're in first? No is the answer. Second, China's first was 73. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. Sorry,
I was going to say, did you fall out of your rocker? What's on your mind, Dan?
Okay. What do you call a beautiful naked woman lying on satin sheets?
I know, I've got to get those satin sheets. What?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh! That is clever. I'm going to have to steal that.
I
love it.
Up.
It's good. Chick-fil-A.
You know, I know what you're talking about people upping you up all stuff, you know.
It's awful.
Yeah, I ordered just a little bitty tiny snake and they sent me a python.
Come on, I know you make those phone calls. You call the phone company, and even if you're complaining because they messed something up, they're saying, hey, let me ask you something, Dan, about your service. Have you thought about bundling?
Yes, I have. I've thought about bundling. I thought about getting, well, see, I have Dish, and they always want me to take, I mean, I have DirecTV, and they always want to give me Dish and their phone service with Vonage and their computer little program. I wouldn't mind taking a computer program because I want to get me an Apple, but I don't want to take Dish. I'm happy with DirecTV. Actually, I'm not happy with them, but it's the only thing I like my Monday night football and all that.
Yeah,
football
program.
And
yeah.
You know me, I'm a football fanatic. I mean, I love football.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. DirecTV, and this is not a commercial for them, but like you just said, you're held hostage because they really do have the football thing going on. Plus, you can hear your own local announcers or the local announcers and all that other stuff. So it's good. But isn't that funny? There's so many examples of upsell, Dan. So many.
You're asking me about something that I would like to call back, to get back. I would like to get back Barack Obama becoming our president and actually being even in America since he's an illegal alien. And you know what? It's kind of really funny. I mean, he wants Romney to release his tax records, but you can't find out anything about him going to Occidental College. I mean, I know it's Occidental, but I like to have fun. Occidental College and him getting into Harvard. And the reason is because he was such a poor boy. I mean, even Grandma didn't have the kind of money to stick him into Harvard. He got in on a foreign visa. He was because his father had been a colonial citizen, he
right.
qualified as a colonial citizen of Great Britain.
You know what? Somebody else told me that story. That's got to be true. You're right. That's what. How does he get in? That's how he got in.
That's
yeah.
how he got in. And because
yeah.
he didn't have no money and he didn't
yeah.
have no grades.
No.
I mean, he was the few people that knew him at Harvard say the guy was a flake. I mean, a loser when it comes to. doing anything except going to communist meetings and smoking pot and doing drugs.
But now he's the president of the United States.
Well, my dad always said, if you got enough guts, you can do anything. And there he is. You know? You don't have to be smart. You just got to have enough gut. You know?
There you go, Dan.
Okay.
That was a great conversation. Thanks, Dan. It was funny. Starting off with a Chick-fil-A. Every once in a while, he comes up with a great joke, and he made that one up. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So like I said, if you could roll back time, what would you roll back? And I could certainly think of a couple of them. Politically speaking, there's a lot that I would roll back, for sure. But just in history, different moments, if we could just tweak one thing here or there. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
That would like to roll back time or freeze time when they did something perfectly in the events leading up to the medal rounds, but just couldn't capitalize. Jerry Seinfeld does a funny bit where he talks about the degrees, the moments, the separation between fame, glory, and money in the Olympics, and that little tiny space between obscurity. Unfortunately, that's what the Olympics does do, and it separates the men from the boys and the women from the girls. And let me tell you, it's about some great athletes when it comes to the U.S. Be proud, folks, because the U.S. athletes who kill themselves training to do these amazing things that they're doing, like the other athletes, are right behind China with 70 medals. China has 73 at this point. Don't worry, we're going to keep you up to speed on who's winning the medal count contest, but we're far cry from being over with the Olympics. Still about a week to go, just under a week, really. Let's go out to yet another caller, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Ray is listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
I'm good, buddy. How about you? You sound good.
Yeah. I just got off work, but I got home just in time to catch the replay of the women's volleyball.
Awesomeness, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the first time I got to catch my girls in bikinis. They've been wearing leggings and long sleeves.
Right. That's a good thing. So it was fate that you made it just in time so you could see. Every man in America and the world is complaining about that. I love it.
Yeah, baby.
I understand.
I think I said something to you last week, and it's so cold over there that, oh, man, it's just not the same.
And here's the great thing, Ray. There's still the gold round to go, and it's Americans. It's the youth of America, the two young girls, and the Carrie Walsh and Misty May Traynor, the older women who are just in their early 30s who have won back-to-back gold medals and are looking for the, maybe their third and last Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, they're great. They're awesome.
I think Carrie, so, too.
Yeah. Carrie just having the two babies.
Yeah.
Coming back. It's all good.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you get the... I don't think you got the pictures for the mud volleyball.
I didn't. I got your note. I was so excited, and I never got the photos.
All right. Well, I don't do Facebook.
You just have to attach photos. That's all. You have to. You just have to send photos. We will post them.
Yeah. Well, I've got something emailed back to me from the Facebook, so that, or from my mother. My mother does Facebook. I don't trust them people, but I've got them to send to you. I'll resend them.
Send them so we can have everyone see them.
Where are we at? We're pretty close. I've got 47 golds, 33 silvers, and 22 bronzes, right?
Yeah. Still have a ways to go, though.
Yeah. I'm just worried that I might have went under.
I think you might have went under. I think a few people went under and a few people went over. I got one email, and it was very serious email from Dave listening to us in Missouri, and he wrote a little dissertation on how he thought it was just going to be the greatest year for American athletes. He said 150 medals.
Yeah, I think I might have went under.
Yeah, we'll see. Send us the pictures. We want to see it. We're dying to see it. Mutters in Missouri. Thanks, Ray. Glad that you caught the volleyball when you stepped out of work and stepped into the house on a day where finally it wasn't cold. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, I see the bimbo's truck again. She caused Sarah Steelman a nomination for Missouri Senator by her endorsement.
Yeah, it's funny. When I saw that, I thought of you because you're always pounding SP.
Well, Sarah Steelman's, you know, ain't smart enough to stay away from her. She needs to be defeated. You know, when Barack Obama ran for office, he stayed completely away from Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan. He stayed completely away from them idiots.
Yeah.
Sarah Steelman wasn't smart enough to do that.
Well, but see, here's the thing. Her blessing has helped a few people. That's the deal. When someone's, although you make a point, when someone's polarizing, you have a choice. You either throw in with them or you don't. And if there's not enough people who agree, it can hurt you. That goes to the thing that I've talked about before, Rick, and haven't had many takers on it, is can endorsements hurt politicians or would-be politicians?
It depends who endorsed him. So.
That's it. It depends on who. It depends. It depends. Like Donald Trump. Why is Donald Trump all of a sudden the great endorser? Who is he? He's a guy who, yes, has made a ton of money, married some pretty women, and when they got older, dumped them and married another pretty woman. And, hey, I'm all about capitalism, and woohoo, he pursued that. But he also had a family who handed it to him, so he had a start, which that doesn't matter. But why does he have... Why is he the voice that people go to ask about presidents and politicians? I don't understand.
Well, when the Republicans all ran for office, they all stayed away from most of them.
Yeah.
They're smart enough to stay away from them.
Yeah. So, yeah, there is something about that.
What's going on?
Yeah, there is something about the killer endorsement. From the Democratic side of things, you brought up the real killers. Sharpton and Jackson.
Yeah.
For Obama, Louis Farrakhan, forget it. That's like DEFCON. Yeah. The other one is for Obama, Jeremiah Wright.
Yeah.
I mean, that was immediate. We got to get out of the pews. We got to get out of the church. We can't do this. We can't do this anymore. And honestly, that's what happens. At some point, you hit that level of, okay, who's in and who's out? Who's too risky? And this happens on local levels, this happens at state levels, and this happens on the federal level. Actually, great observation, Rick. Of all the time that we've talked about endorsements and the fact that do we care so much about them, there's that side of, yes, there are people that will hurt you, and there is it's like the vetting thing. There are just people you have to vet out of your life. Hey, the good news is I'm running for president. You know, another great Democratic example is when JFK was running and Frank Sinatra was mortally wounded that he didn't want to, JFK was rebuffing him because of his supposed mob ties, and the Kennedys didn't want anything to do with that. To have that sink any chances or have more of any of that bad publicity. Isn't it interesting when you think of the things that now have come out about JFK from the perspective of fooling around and whatnot and how that could have bit him, but nobody back then, even though they knew things, they weren't reporting that. However, the Sinatra connection was a thing that would have tanked him to be sure. And so really, for Democrats and for Republicans, there are certain figures, people that you can't be close to them when you decide you're running. But I'll tell you, Rick said it with Farrakhan. I think there's more, actually, even on the Democratic side right now, just at this time, than there is on the Republican side. People that have to be like smoke to you, that you cannot embrace them too closely. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to throw in a little odd, more than odds and ends, but numbers. Because we haven't done this in a while. We can count. We can count the ways of technology, of hacking. Big, big story about this. You know, Ray says he doesn't like the Facebook stuff. And for a good reason, because so many people end up getting over-involved in Facebook. I like certain things about Facebook, but they get over-involved or they don't understand the security aspects and they get hacked. People have been hacked into and had problems with that. And how about Amazon and Apple security? They had problems with being hacked too as well. So on the flip side, it's about the numbers, baby. That's next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts, And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Wait till you hear this one. Texas executed a murderer. That's nothing new. Prime and Trium. It's the state, the Lone Star State. But this is a strange one. The Texas man convicted in a shooting death of a 21-year-old man back in 1992 is the guy who was executed. His name is Marvin Wilson. So the thing that's interesting is his IQ was measured at 61. They, the ACLU, opposed the execution. Can you guess why? Because of that number, 61. They said that Wilson, who was 54 years old, had been declared intellectually disabled by a court appointed neuro psychologist. So he had these intellectual abilities that somewhere were triggering that were missing. Even though he's not considered to be, as they described it, mentally retarded, he was put to death by injection. He made a statement that said, "Y'all do understand that I came here a sinner and leaving a saint. Take me home, Jesus. Take me home, Lord." That's what he said. So, wow. Bottom line is he was executed, and the ACLU tried to say, "Oh no! He, because of his intellectual abilities, this shouldn't be allowed to stand. This isn't right." Chew on that for a minute. I knew you'd like that. like it in the sense that, sure, now we're going to look at that, too. All right, composer Marvin Hamlisch, dead at the age of 68. This is a big thing. Why? Because probably half the movies you've seen here and there, if you're like me and you go back into the way back vault and there's movies you haven't seen, you're bound to come across something that he's written, especially Broadway-wise. He did a lot of things on Broadway, but he did a lot of movies, which earned him 3 Oscars. He did 4 Grammys, 4 Emmys, a Tony, and 3 Golden Globe Awards. He's one of only 11 people to do that, to amass all that hardware. And he spent a lot of time composing a lot of very good music that would still, honestly, still hold up today, some of it anyway. The Sting would be a good movie to watch again. I haven't seen that, I don't know how long, on some television show one time I was watching, but that fell into The Sting afterwards, the movie. It'd be fun to rewatch that, definitely. How about this story when it comes to numbers? I kind of mentioned it already with technology and hackers. There's a recent hack attack that exposed huge problems in Amazon. Amazon is king, and Apple is definitely the king as well. Maybe they share the kingdom. But when you hear this thing about an attack, boy, you don't want to hear that. You want to hear that they have cracked the mystery, especially with those two. For anyone who's an Apple user out there, I can't tell you how many people send me notes about that they got hacked and they're sorry at least 3 or 4 a week, which I think is pretty high. I mean, don't we all have all this great security? Kaspersky or McAfee or whatever it is that you have. But in the case of their security is inner security. So I'm surprised that Apple would be in that position, that they would be worried about their internet security when they make such a big living on it. You can't say you're worried about internet security when this is your bag and you want people to go in and spend money on it. But this is part of the deal with accounts, and people are having to take down accounts because of getting connected to Amazon or Apple iCloud or, you know, whatever it is. There's a blind spot between the identity verification used by Amazon and Apple. So that blind spot is costly. There is a real trick to it. How many people have gotten caught in this? And it's having different email addresses and tracking them down. And they say hundreds and thousands and more than that people have been affected or could definitely be affected by that. All right, if you were hoping to get an iPhone, you know, there is a way you can do that. You can enter our contest if you go to the website. Click on Press 4. There's an icon there. You'll win. You have a good chance to win an iPhone when we have the drawing. You win an iPhone, well, it's free, and you just have to hook it up to phone service. Or if you already have a phone and you are stuck in a contract, then you would get a check for $200. But check this out. Sprint dropped their iPhone price to $150. They slashed it that much. They're calling it a back-to-school promotion. They also waived their $36 activation fee on that phone, which is makes it a layup for people to get, people that are waiting to get it. Of course, the big expense is how many people to get hooked up to it and, you know, ultimately, what are the bills like? All you can eat is always better if there's just one of you. If there's a whole bunch of people and there's worry over who's spending what where, then you want to stay away from that, everybody handing out everybody a phone and not knowing it, because there's a 5-year iPhone sales commitment to Apple, so Sprint's looking to get rid of some inventory and boost sales numbers. But sales there haven't been that bad. They're averaging about 1.5 million iPhones each quarter, but they're nowhere near the giant levels that Verizon and AT&T are at. Most people, it'd be interesting to do a survey of how many of you here listening to America Tonight, how many of you have Verizon and how many of you have AT&T? I'm going to say that more people probably barely have AT&T, but there's lots, I mean, there's still tons of customers for Verizon, so maybe I'm completely wrong on that. It sure doesn't feel that way, does it? I don't think so. If you want to throw in on that, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This is interesting. Congressman Todd Akin declared victory on Tuesday in a hotly debated Missouri GOP Senate primary that had a giant field of candidates trying to get a spot to face off against Democratic incumbent, who is, and most of you know her name, Senator Claire McCaskill, in November. So Akin already squared off with businessman John Bruner and former state treasurer Sarah Steelman in the primary, as you probably heard mentioned when Rick called in. Going into Tuesday's contest, Bruner, a former manufacturing CEO and former Marine, had a fundraising advantage with over his opponents, having raised $7.6 million this cycle, with $250,000 coming from his own pocket. How about that? From his own pocket. Can you imagine if that was across the board the normal thing that politicians had to deal with? Whew. I don't think so. I think there would be tons of problems with that. More than tons of problems. All right, let's flip to something else. We have a couple of minutes left and we can count. We started this segment and threw it in once in a while because, why? Everything's about numbers, for goodness sake. Yeah. And it's easy to lose track. Very, very easy to do that. Here's what's crazy in perusing a couple different things today. I noticed that the Hunger Games they're pushing all over the place, online, on the tube, wherever, is the movie about kids killing kids. That certainly was one that raised big numbers. Opening week blew away everybody else. So while numbers overall are down for theaters, for certain movies they spike. And this year there were a couple of flicks that fell into that category. The Dark Knight Rises, sadly. We know what happened in Colorado, but there were a lot of people anticipating the movie and couldn't wait to get back to another one. And the movie did not disappoint. It didn't disappoint. One thing that you have to be careful about, you know, your mother told you this when you were young, look both ways when crossing the street. They say that pedestrian fatalities are up 4%, and especially in non-intersection crossings, they are the most deadly of the pedestrian traffic of what snuffs out lives. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported over 4,200 pedestrians died in car crashes, really. In 2010, that's a 4% increase from the year before, but a decrease of 13% if we go all the way back to 2001. So what does it all mean? It means that people aren't paying attention when they drive. They're probably texting or doing something else. I'm going to blame it on the driver of the car, not pedestrian who's just trying to get across the street. How about you? Hang with us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips are sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll heave you, she'll unheave you. Her best has just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit problems.
Just for the record, since Ray in Missouri called America Tonight this hour, Ray has 102 medals. That's what he guessed the Americans would walk away with at the end of the games. I actually said 108. Man, Dale in Illinois said 81. Dale, we're already up to 70 medals, and then there's a plethora of other guesses. We'll see if anyone actually clears the closet. We do. We have this prize closet. It's getting dusty. You know what? Proving once again that there are certain woman chores that I just forget about, and one of them is dusting. But when you put your hand down, it's like in the back part of your desk, you don't think about it. You have all that stuff, and it looks great on the top. and then you reach back for something. Oh, yeah, that cord. And then you pull your hand out, and it's nothing but just a fistful of dust bunny. That's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Especially since somebody just sent me that brown recluses are on the loose. And a lot of people decide, oh, I'm going to clean my garage. I'm going to do it. They get in there. They're cleaning things they can't see. And then there's a brown recluse. And they can wreak havoc with your life. Even people end up dying because of the brown recluse. All right, here's a rough transition, but I'm going to jump in and do it anyway. The transition is just quickly this. Jared Lee Loeffner, you know who he is, the fool that decided he was going to shoot a little girl and a bunch of other people who were simply listening to Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman from Arizona, speak. And we've talked about mass shootings before, but the thing is he cleverly, his attorney, so I guess we knew this was going to happen, he pleaded guilty to avoid the death penalty, but the question I always have in this is, I care about the victims. Is this better for the victims? Does it spare them the whole thing of the trial? Because some people seem to think, you know what, it's better to not go through the trial. Everybody knows what happens, he's saying it, he's locked away forever, so what's the difference? Spare the people having to listen to the trial or go to the trial or be so distraught. This way you don't have to do that. Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
I'm like mad. I'm falling asleep.
That's not good. Oh, that's not good. I need to scream into the mic. What's happening? Everybody, I think we're just tired from watching the Olympics.
I have not watched them at all.
Oh, you must have some other excuse.
I saw those uniforms come in. I said, that's it. I'm not watching.
Oh, yeah, from China, made in China.
I'm not going to do it this year, and I just said no. Anyway, I'm just tired from checking voter registration.
Oh, yeah, you were doing that, and you urged other people to do that to help out.
Yeah, we started, and oh, my God, we've already exceeded the last election's count.
You're kidding.
Nope. And we were over 2,000 just in our little section.
Wow. So imagine, as you said, just in your little section,
yeah,
how much bigger the problem is.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be bad. So everybody needs to start doing this. And I voted today. When they asked me if I was Republican or Democrat, I looked at the guy and I said, Tea Party.
I love it. Tea Party.
I don't know what to do.
What do you mean, Tea Party? Where is that? I don't have a box for that.
And he did not have a ballot ban. I said, okay, give me a Republican.
Oh, that's funny. I love it.
Well, I couldn't resist. I was just in a kind of a pisser mood.
I love it. I'm gonna jack with your role, guy. Look for it.
death penalty.
Yeah.
Hang him or shoot him.
Yeah, you and I, you know, are the lone wolves on this.
Hang 'em or shoot 'em. I don't care what. I don't give a damn about all these stupid appeals that go on forever. If they are absolutely guilty, then they need to go bye-bye, and we do not need tax dollars supporting them for the rest of their lives. And if we actually would do the death penalty, I think it would be a deterrent, definitely a deterrent.
Well, we did it the way you described it, absolutely, the way it used to be done. And people watched or knew or the whole thing. Yeah,
public,
it's different.
Prayer.
Yeah.
Put it out there, people, because people don't learn lessons until they start seeing the reality of it. And I'm so sick of the crime and the murders. Chicago is going to exceed an all-time high. And this is only August.
Wow.
4 months to go, and they are ready. Over their last record.
Wow. That's
is it
something.
Not just stupid?
It is stupid.
Honest to God. But anyway, I said my bit about the death penalty. Yeah, let's do it. And
I agree.
The rock, Hate Rock, that's been around for at least 20 years.
Mm.
And it's as bad as acid rock. Cars are awful. But my question is, seriously, because I can't stand the idiots. I mean, they're just idiots, catatonic idiots.
Yeah.
But are they any worse than the Mar Sabatruchis? I mean, no. Those people kill just for the heck of it.
Yeah, I agree.
You
so
got your eyelashes wrong, and they're going to just right there shoot you.
Sure, it's one of the
and
same.
And they are growing, and they're getting more violent.
Yeah.
They're actually more violent than skinheads.
Well, that's see, scary.
I mean, and, but what do we do about it?
Nothing.
And I understand that we have the First Amendment, and like you, I support it. But, you know, conversely, if a white person says something to a black person that is not acceptable, it's considered hate speech. So why isn't some of their prattling considered hate speech?
You know what? Touche. A very good point. It's such a thin line on that whole hate speech thing, and it would have to cut both ways, or that's just not right.
Well, in my life, it does cut both ways, because you pop off to me, more than likely, I'm going to pop off to you. Because, I mean, it's just like, don't bully me. Don't even think about it. I might look old, but, honey, I have a foul temper. And I just, hey, I really am. I'm so tired, and I don't know why Americans are so apathetic.
Yeah.
Truly, I mean, why aren't we all out with our little placards protesting garbage that we just shouldn't have to put up with?
Right.
Well, people sit at home in their armchairs and go, well, they'll take care of it. But you know what? They were actually deporting 3 planes a day just out of Los Angeles
for the
MS-13.
I heard, yeah.
And El Salvador said we had so many planes coming in, they weren't even checking them that came in on one of the big shots in the MS-13. Just passed right on through undetected. Well, if we can deport those guys, why can't we deport the rest of the criminal illegals?
No, yeah, I so agree with you, Izzy. Why can't we do it? It's exactly what you said. There is massive apathy, and that's the problem. What it takes is, like someone explained to me, 25 calls to a congressperson, a senator on the same issue, they're doing something. They're talking to someone, they're talking to you again, whatever, and they're figuring it out. Because that equates, for some reason, that's the golden number to, oh, man, I got to do something now. And I agree with Izzy on the death penalty. It is too bad in a way that you can't take them out to a public square, but we're a much more civilized society. Okay, whatever, I get it. But yet we constantly have this behind-the-scenes debate about the death penalty, and it's all but being taken off the table in a number of states. And I think if someone does something so horrific, so earth-shattering, so unbelievable, like a mass shooting, then they got to go. They got to go to do that eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of thing. It is, after all, in the Old Testament. So there has to be a way to more effectively use the death penalty. How about that?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out. Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.